Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This whole world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to a special edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And on Thursday night, August 19th, Mason Cazelos was walking up East Limestone Road and in the Nick Davis Road area in Limestone County, Alabama, when he was hit by a vehicle. This was about 10:17, 10:30 on Thursday night, August 19th. Mason did not survive, and the driver did not stop or call for help. Mason was described as a wonderful, talented, and smart young man. This is heartbreaking, and it's heartbreaking for the family, and we want to help through the Mark Wyatt Show. I know that listeners want to help however they can. Right now, I have on the line with me Wendy Moat, and she has organized a fundraiser to help raise reward money in the search of the individual or individuals involved with the hit and run with Mason Cazelos. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Wendy Moat.
Hi, thank you, Mark, so much for reaching out. You have done a wonderful intro, and I'm so sad that this is the circumstances. But I spoke to Alyssa a couple of nights ago. And her only concern right now, other than obviously burying Mason and honoring his life, is to find, as you stated previously, the person or persons that were responsible for leaving him to die on the side of the road. So there is a Justice for Mason Cazelos GoFundMe page, which I have listed publicly on my Facebook site. And if you use the hashtag, you will find that publicly available. It's also posted to pretty much any Facebook post that I could find that had a public listing with Mason's name. I guess that's kind of been my part in it, was just organizing it so that Alyssa didn't have to deal with one more thing while she's going through this tragedy.
And Wendy, I want to make sure we get this message out, and it's on the GoFundMe. It says, to all our friends, family, and community, so many have been touched by this horrific tragedy. We want to let everyone know there will be a GoFundMe account set up today. This account is not to fund the funeral expenses. Alyssa has already paid this last debt for her baby. This money will be used as a reward for any information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the hit-and-run driver responsible for the death of Mason Cazelos. Thank you, and I know Alyssa and her family thank you so very much for the overwhelming love and support from our community. Now, this fundraiser, as just mentioned, is specifically for reward money, and sadly, sometimes that's what it takes to get people to talk, and so this has been organized to raise those funds to offer a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the individual or individuals who were involved in the hit and run with Mason.
Correct. Yeah, there's, as you mentioned, and when you were reading from the GoFundMe page, all of the funeral expenses are covered already, and they're already well underway. I believe the visitation will be Friday, and the funeral will be Saturday, this upcoming week, which I believe is the 27th and the 28th of August. But yeah, at this point, you know, the one thing that, other than being able to grieve and honor Mason's tragically short life, is to find justice for him.
Mason was just 16 years old, and he worked at Lawler's Barbecue. That is a close-knit unit there at Lawler's Barbecue, and they posted about Mason's passing. This is such a tragic event, and I want listeners right now to know how to support this effort, how to help raise reward money to get to the bottom of what happened to Mason and get justice for Mason at this time.
Absolutely. And that's, at this point, you know, that's what his mother wants. And if it's a small thing that we can all hopefully help to, you know, at least find her some peace and closure while she's, you know, she's grieving her son and honoring his life.
So the GoFundMe that's been established, people can search Justice for Mason, Alyssa Dufresne, and that's Justice for Mason, Alyssa Dufresne. Alyssa is spelled E-L-Y-S-S-A. Dufresne is spelled D-U-F-R-E-N-E.
Also, if you're having trouble finding this because the title of it is quite a bit long, you can also simply go to the GoFundMe.com website and type in the search field Mason Cazelos, which is C like Charlie, O, Z like zebra, E, L, O, S like Sam, and that will pull up the relevant GoFundMe for the Justice for Mason campaign.
Excellent. So if people want to go and support this effort to raise reward money, they can simply go to GoFundMe.com and search Mason Cazelos. Mason is spelled M-A-S-O-N, Cazelos, C-O-Z-E-L-O-S. And Wendy Mote, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this. I'm sorry the way that we're having to meet right now, but I do want Alyssa and the family to know that we're all in their corner. We're here to support them. Of course, we're offering prayers for the family. We want to help in many other ways as possible.
Yes, thank you for having me, Mark, and for reaching out. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully this leads to, you know, some peace and healing for Alyssa and her extended family in this time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for organizing this fundraiser and helping your friend during this difficult time, Wendy. Thank you for joining me today.
We'd all do it in the same, you know, circumstances. So definitely not a problem.
Absolutely. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're helping families like this. We want justice for Mason during this time, and I hope that you will go to the GoFundMe and search Mason Cazelos, C-O-Z-E-L-O-S. Here on the Mark White Show, we do recognize these difference makers, and I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a special edition of the Mark White Show to bring justice for Mason, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life.
Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Do you look at your home or business and wonder what you can do when it comes to landscapes or hardscapes? Get in touch with my friends at JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Licensed, bonded, and insured, JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes offers new sod, irrigation, new flower beds, new mulch, blocks, stone, retaining walls, patios, and outdoor kitchens. Give JJ a call at 256-497-8263 or email at jjhardscapes@gmail.com. Now offering pool remodeling and new installs. That's JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.